From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. U.S. President Donald Trump met with Russian President Vladimir Putin Friday. Trump said that he hopes future developments will be beneficial to both countries. Luis Ramirez is in Hamburg and reports.
It was the most highly anticipated event of this G20 summit. U.S. President Donald Trump sat down with the Russian leader for the first time on the sidelines of the two-day gathering. The meeting was cordial, with Trump telling Putin the U.S. looks forward to, in his words, a lot of very positive things happening for Russia and for the United States. Putin told Trump he was delighted to meet him personally. Trump told Putin he was honored to meet him.
Luis Ramirez, VOA News, Hamburg.
The United States, Russia, and Jordan have reached an agreement on a ceasefire in southwest Syria. The deal marks a new level of involvement for the Trump administration in trying to resolve Syria's civil war. The ceasefire is set to take effect Sunday at noon Damascus time in a clearly defined de-escalation zone. Previous ceasefires in Syria have collapsed or failed due to violence. It is unclear whether this deal will be better. Leaders from the United States, South Korea, and Japan agreed Friday to urge the United Nations to speed up the implementation of sanctions against North Korea following the country's July 4th intercontinental ballistic missile launch. The three leaders are asking the international community to quickly implement all the United Nations Security Council's resolutions meant to punish North Korea. They called on nations bordering North Korea to help convince North Korea to stop threatening other countries and to halt its ballistic missile program. For instantaneous updates, be sure to follow VOA News on social media platforms like Facebook and Twitter. This is VOA News.